So you might have been noticing that I've been wearing this thing on my wrist.
Does it tell time?
This does not tell the time. So I'm kind of not enjoying wearing this. I'm probably actually going to take it off after this demo.
Is it cutting off the circulation?
You know, guys, this is my issues with wearables. It's just like, this is not, like, I don't wear stuff like this. But I like the concept behind this. So what this is, what I'm wearing on my wrist, which is what you're wondering, is this is a subwoofer. This is a tiny little subwoofer that you wear on your wrist. And it vibrates along to your music, to the bass in your music.
Do I want that?
Okay, so let me explain.
Use case.
This is called the Lowfelt Basslet. It's called the basslet, right? Because it's a little bass wristlet.
Okay.
And it's created by a German company. And the Germans, as you may or may not know, are really into progressive house music.
Well, they invented the Unz.
It's
a German innovation.
They did.
You should get the guy that was at Google I.O. last year for this.
Yeah, well, he's Swedish. Actually, he's Dutch. He's from the Netherlands. I looked him up. So the thing about this is it's kind of the kind of wearable that you would buy if you had, like, money to just kind of blow. Because
it's not essential.
It costs, like, it's not an essential thing. However, I have to tell you, it is kind of cool when, if you're really into music, especially dance music, which I'm going to look for a song right now. And I'm going to have you be my guinea pig.
Oh, I would love.
So what we're going to do, let's walk the audience through this. So what we have here is this black watch looking thing. It's a little rectangle.
Yes.
Inside, it's got a haptic motor that vibrates along to your music. And on the screen, we have kind of like what it looks like inside.
Okay.
It can produce frequencies up to 250 hertz that can they'll still remain silent. So, like, the outside world will not know that you're secretly rocking on the inside.
With your wrist. Rocking.
So the way you, so there's a little light on the outside, so you know if it's turning on. So the way you turn it on is hold down one of those magnetic buttons.
Uh huh.
So those buttons.
I just.
Yeah. So now go ahead and put it on. I'm gonna.
Just kick.
I turn
Should
on.
Be scared.
No, don't be scared. Now here on my side, sitting next to Jason, I have an adapter plugged into my phone, and this adapter is what sends, like, the frequency to the little basslet and is what tells it to shake, and it shakes along to your music. So this will not work if you don't have a headphone jack, because you do need to have a headphone jack to plug this, to plug the dongle into. So that's one particular bummer. I'm actually curious to see if this will work with my Bluetooth dongle in my car. Let me make sure this is on. I believe it's on. Okay.
So ready for some bass on my
wrist. I know.
Wrist.
Let me...
it's going to rock you, Jason.
I'm going to feel
let
it.
Let me...
This is the perfect thing you need in the clubs, Jason.
So, you don't even know.
When you hit the cat club this weekend, you can totally wear it.
Man, I'm wearing this to the clubs.
I would love to bring Jason to the cat club, and that would just be so much fun. So just go ahead. Just pop one of these in your ear.
Lucky you, I just cleaned my ears.
So, I mean, can you pair more than one so you can have, like, some friends who are getting the wrist rocking experience?
I hope this isn't really loud. So I'm going to start playing this song.
Okay, I'm hearing the song.
Okay.
It's plinky plonky.
You don't hear the song.
Only I do, by the way.
Yeah, so listeners. You can adjust the intensity with the buttons up and down. So adjust it.
I'm turning it full blast.
Yeah, go full intensity.
Oh, man, my wrist is shaking.
Is it? And it's shaking along to the bass, right?
Hold on, I'm gonna
pop in here and see what you're listening to.
I can hardly even, like, keep my hands still.
It's John Cougar Mellencamp music.
Is it just shaking
your wrist or your entire body via your wrist?
It's just shaking my wrist.
Okay, so try it. Flip it over and try it on your veins.
Oh, man.
It's supposed to be more intense.
You're like oncing your blood, your circulatory system.
My circulatory system is shaken. On my wrist.
So this is designed for...
Are you
for,
feeling the music, though, for real?
No, I'm feeling... Well, yeah.
Are you feeling it?
Yeah. I'm feeling it on my wrist. Like, I feel like I need it rumbling.
You want it against your chest?
I don't know. It's just on my...
It's supposed to mimic the feel of when you're standing, like, next to a big subwoofer and you're just like... Just like in the base.
It's supposed to simulate that, or is it supposed to simulate the feeling of holding your wrist up to the subwoofer?
I mean, okay.
For our audio listeners out there, right now Jason is wearing this thing, and his entire body is vibrating. Just imagine it's like he's a blur. There you go. See, it's just exactly.
I wish you could hear the song right now. It's so weird.
You can use really it's weird. Not. It's not that weird. Okay, so you can use it. So I like it because I'm a dance
that's
freak.
Weird, Flo.
But
weird.
I like. I like when you use it with VR. By the way, when you use it with Daydream VR, for instance,
okay,
and you plug in your
see.
Headphones
yes.
and you're
okay.
playing Gun Jack 2, and you're like, or
that
whatever
I can see.
With the remote,
get a little extra kick.
And every time you go poo poo poo, like you get a little. Buzz, on your wrist.
Can you get multiple? Like, can you get one for each wrist and like one that goes across your chest? Like to give you the full So
yes, and it comes with like a little extender. Do you want to try it on?
It's like when they had those the steam rooms that would vibrate you, the little steam boxes.
What?
Yeah, you were supposed to lose weight that way. Oh. So does this help me lose weight? I mean, that's how they should be selling this.
Question. This is not one of those. Are you talking about those things that you affix to your abs that they always advertise on Univision?
Okay. I mean, it works.
It vibrates.
It does vibrate.
Don't worry. I'll clean these
out. So was this a Kickstarter? This was a Kickstarter, right?
Yes, it was. Yes. Thank you for reminding me. It was a Kickstarter. And it was backed, and now it is an actual thing. You can buy it for $200.
Are you kidding me? $200? Seriously?
I believe it's $200. Gosh, I hope I'm not saying the wrong thing. Otherwise, I don't like to,
of a bracelet.
Like the wrong thing.
I mean, you could do the same thing by buying a $200 watch and just making it vibrate, right?
Could you?
I mean, there's a little more kick to that than your average haptic, I would say, in haptic feedback in a wearable.
I'll give it that. Right now you can sign up, but it doesn't say. It doesn't really say how much. Oh, buy now. Let's see.
$199 USD.
$199. So it's $200. For a tiny little subwoofer that you put on your wrist.
Yeah, I'm thinking for like $30, I could just buy a speaker and tape it onto my wrist.
It's just I've never thought I need a.
But you can't take it with you to the club.
This is true.
You can't take it with you to the club. Wrist. Or you can't take it with you on BART. You're on BART and you're just like.
The
beats.
The problem with taking it to the club is you're listening to the music around you, not the music from your phone.
Yeah, it's true.
Because if you're listening to your music from your phone in the club, you look really strange.
I'm sorry, you're not supposed to use the club. You're supposed to use it when you're on transit, when you're in your room, just like,
Let me see if I can. Can we give the audience the experience?
Getting drunk alone in your room and you're just dancing alone.
There. Yeah, that's what I'm getting right now. All right, audio listeners.
Here's the music. Let's see if we can.
That's good stuff. Oh.
Can you hear that?
But on your wrist.
Okay,
I can't hear Ron.
Right now, I'm thinking this was not really designed to be on my wrist.
Wait, is it still shake? Oh, yeah. Wow. It's going. Wait, what happened? I'm going to put it on the desk. Sorry, everybody. Oh, you still can't hear it. Oh, wait.
Here, we'll go ahead and put it over here so Brian can take the camera. This is to prove that it's actually doing something.
Yeah. It's running away.
Walking away.
Come back. Ladies and gentlemen, the next $1 billion IPO.
Oh. That's brilliant.
Listen, I am reviewing this, so if you want to read my full review.
This is great. Oh, man.
Okay.
I like the concept.
Look, in all,
I really do like the concept.
In all seriousness,
as a dance music lover.
Yes, it's a haptic feedback device, and they've chosen kind of a hokey way to advertise it, but I mean, yeah, if I was doing VR, if I had a vest and wrist straps, I could see it.
I'm going to put this on in my car. And as I'm like in my car, not only will my car shake from the bass, but so will my wrist.
One of them. One of your wrists. The other wrist will not shake unless you have another $200.
Can we get one for like the neck and my head? It'll be like, I mean, come on. Let's expand this.
You guys haven't been to a club in a while.
Interesting.
Andre, I don't know if you remember, but Augmented World, remember when we did that?
The vest. That was good. Oh, yeah, I enjoyed that. That actually worked. So that's why the technology is actually good. I don't think they've chosen the right implementation, but the tech is cool.
Because I remember we put it on Kara, and she started to like dance on the floor there.
Did she bounce away?
She kind of bounced away. She likes that bass.
Whether she wanted to or not, she was dancing. I'm really happy you brought that home. That was a lot of fun.
It was.
The Lowfelt Basslet.
I'm going to be reviewing it. So come to Android Central and read the review and see what I have to say about it. Right now, the only bummer is that it's not, you know, it's very manly. So it's not an accessory that I would wear.
In your review, could you please link up the video of it trying to escape from the music? Because I was pretty good.